This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. So last night I was thinking, last night was Erev Chanukah. I figure it's Chaf Dalet Kislev. Chaf Dalet Kislev. I say to myself, Chaf Dalet Kislev. I once learned something about Chaf Dalet Kislev. What was it again? So I opened up, I remembered in the Navi Chagai, a few of the Nevuos of Chagai HaNavi were Chaf Dalet Kislev. I remembered, I went to Rabbi Reisman, came to the neighborhood, and even at the Aguda convention, what did he speak that Klal Yisrael needs to do? What did he say? That Klal Yisrael needs to learn the Navi Chagai. That was his message, basically. People have to know the Navi Chagai. So remember, in Chagai, there's something about Chaf Dalet Kislev. So I opened up the Chagai. Every single thing. Hashem came to Chagai, Chaf Dalet Kislev. Hashem came to Chagai again, Chaf Dalet Kislev. The whole Navi is the things that happened on the 24th day of Kislev. Like Chaf Dalet. I have to open up the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, because in the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, it tells you the significance of every day on the calendar. And sure enough, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, on Chaf Dalet Kislev, the Ribbono Shel Olam came to Chagai HaNavi, and they made the foundation of the second Beis HaMikdash on Chaf Dalet Kislev. Okay, what's that going to do for us? What does that have to do with Chanukah? But to me, there had to be some connection that they made the foundation of the second Beis HaMikdash on the 24th day of Kislev that has to have something to do with Chanukah. So then Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, look in the Maror Ktziah. The Maror Ktziah is Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Sefer on Halacha and Aruch Chaim. So I got out the Maror Ktziah, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden there says that in his opinion, there's a new reason for Chanukah. Nobody ever said this reason before. He's going to be Megala, a new reason for Chanukah. He says like this. If they set the foundation of the second Beis HaMikdash on Chaf Dalet Kislev, that means that's the day they poured the foundation. So when did they make the inauguration of the second Beis HaMikdash? He says, Mestama, they made it the next day. The day after you pour the foundation, so you inaugurate the future building. So he says, it's not the Pshat. Chanukah is a celebration of the re-inauguration in the times after the Yevanim were Mechalal, after they desecrated the second Beis HaMikdash. It's that the inauguration of the second Beis HaMikdash, 200 years before Chanukah, happened on the 25th day of Kislev. He says, there's a shaila in halacha, whether the sudas that we have on Chanukah are sudas mitzvah or sudas rishus, and most poskim say it's not a sudas mitzvah. Just because a miracle happened on that day, it's going to make it a sudas mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it could be the reason why it is a sudas mitzvah is because the second Beis HaMikdash was nischanich 200 years before the miracle of Chanukah, and als the chinuch of the second Beis HaMikdash, it would make it a sudas mitzvah. And then he says, the Davar Nifla. He says, the Rambam paskins, and we paskin this way. Are you allowed to bring karbonos if there's no Beis HaMikdash? Anybody know? The Rambam writes explicitly, Avada Tzmutar. Rambam says, Makrivin kol ha-karbonos kuloi, afa pi she'in ha-bayis bonoi. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. Makrivin, what? On the Makayim ha-mizbeach, you don't need a mizbeach, you just need the Makayim. So there's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yaakov Ellinger, tshuva Aleph. He says, the reason we don't do it is because we don't know the precise makom. But that's only, it's a chesaron in yediyah, but when they knew the precise makom, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash itself. All you need is the makom HaMizbeach. That's why in the 19th century, there was all a big controversy. Reb Tzvi Hersh Kalischer and other gedolim wanted to reinstitute HaKrabas Karbonos and Karban Pesach. Tumah Hutra Hutra B'tzibur. So maybe you could bring Karban Pesach. It was a big Rabbi Kivager was involved in that. But so if Makrivan Karkaban is Kulan, L'chayra, you could light the menorah without the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if they laid the foundation of on the 24th day of Kislev, when was the first Hadlokas HaMenorah during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash? 25th day of Kislev, because you have to light the menorah at night. So they poured the cement the 24th of Kislev. That means they lit the menorah the first time, the 25th night of Kislev. So Chanukah wasn't just that, hey, we got into the Beis HaMikdash and we rededicated it and we happened to light the menorah on the 25th day of Kislev. No, since time immemorial, the 25th day of Kislev had already been designated as a yom to inaugurate a Beis HaMikdash. In fact, that was already the first time they lit the menorah in 200 years earlier. Okay. What?
Such a thing on the first Beis HaMikdash?
No, we don't. And in fact, in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, it was ready in Chodesh Cheshvan, I believe. And but not similar to what happened in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so I want to discuss a lamda shashayla in Rebbe Kivager, Simon Yud Gimel. Okay, the shayla is like this. It's the eighth night of Chanukah, and you forgot to make a bracha. So you lit. Why did you forget? I don't know. You're very distracted. You forgot to turn off your phone. Okay, right. So the first halacha. What's the first halacha of Chanukah? Is turn off your phone. If your phone is on, then I don't know. Could be your putter from lighting. You could ask your rav privately whether you're chayiv or putter if your phone is on. Can't have your phone. But you left it on, and you forgot to make a bracha. And you lit the first candle, second candle, and then you realize you forgot to make a bracha. Can you now make a bracha on the remaining candles?
It's only eighth night, any night, right?
Yeah, but you're right. So Zemi is related to Rabbi Kiviger. He wants to know, why did Rabbi Kiviger have to say the eighth night? It has nothing to do. I got it in, okay?
Anyone who didn't know.
If anyone wants to know how, I have about 15 pages by my seat, right? So anyway, So it could be any night, right? And it's the fourth night. But the vart is, you already lit the Ikar Mitzvah. You already mekayim the Ikar Mitzvah. Now the additional candles are just Hidr Mitzvah. Can you, basically the Shaila now is, can you make a bracha on Hidr Mitzvah? We know you make a bracha on Ikar Mitzvah. Can you make a bracha on Hidr Mitzvah? So let's see it inside. Ruki Vegar says, Al derech she'elasav, mi shehidlik ner chanika b'lel ches. You lit ner chanika on the eighth night. V'shachach levarich al hadlakasa. Forgot to make the bracha. V'rak koidem shehidlik kulan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Moshe Ranner, Le'iloi Nishmas, Tzvi Nachum ben Yitzchak Chaim Friedman, who was Nebuch cut off in B'chatzi Yomav, Nesham Shav Aliyah, Shvi Yomel Tzoyosher, for all of Kali, so Abi Asko Al Tzedek. Okay, sorry, I didn't get that in the beginning. V'rak koidem shed l'kulam, before he lit all of them, Nisgar da'adayin lo'y birach. He forgot that he didn't make a bracha. Im yesho l'varach eloi. That's the Shah Rebbe Kivegar, right? You lit a candle, and now you have, let's say, seven to go. It doesn't matter, seven. One to go, right? There's no nafka mina. Can you make a bracha? So Rabbi Kiviger starts like this. First paragraph, we say outside. It says Rabbi Kiviger, what's halacha b'chlal? If you don't light the menorah, and you're passing by somebody's house, and you see them light the menorah, so do you make a bracha? Which bracha do you make? You make shasanisim, and you make a shachiyanu. You can't make lahadlik. Lahadlik is a berachas ha-mitzvah on a maisa mitzvah. You can't make lahadlik. But if I didn't light the menorah, and I'm walking by, and I see somebody else who lit, I can make shasanisim and shachiyanu. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if I could make shasanisim and shachiyanu on someone else's menorah, koshikain, I can make it on my own menorah. Meaning, if I saw someone who already lit, and I didn't light, and I could say shasanisim and shachiyanu, certainly I who already lit, it's my menorah, I forgot to make the bracha initially, I'm looking at the ner echa, the first ner, I could definitely make the bracha, even if I don't light more neras, I can make it after the fact, I can make shasanisim, and I can make a shachiyanu. Even though the Bach Paskins, by the way, that not every time you pass by a menorah could you make shasanisim and shachiyanu, the Bach Paskins, that if my wife lights for me at home, if I'm away, I'm at work, and I'm not going to come back until the chveis, I'm not going to come back that night. Why? That's, I don't know, I'm not going to answer that, okay? And your wife's going to light for you, which is a halacha. So that then you don't make a bracha, shasanisim and shachiyanu, when you see someone else's menorah, because the fact that your wife is lighting for you covers your shasanisim and your hadlik. But in this case, nobody made a bracha for you. So if nobody made a bracha for you, somebody has to, you have to make shasanisim and shachiyanu. And therefore, Paskins Rabbi Kiva Eger, al shasanisim, al shachiyanu. If you forget to make it initially, you can make it after. Okay?
In this case, you're not going to light.
In what?
In this case, Mustafa, you're not going to light.
Oh, you lit already.
I know, I lit. Oh. No, in this case, I lit the first candle.
No, when you see somebody else's.
Right. That's where I'm.
Light, you Mustafa should make it then.
Correct. Right. It's talking about where either I'm not going to light, because I don't have a... The guy's homeless. He doesn't have a menorah. He doesn't have it. He'll make shasanisim and shachiyanu when he sees somebody else. But if his wife is lighting for him, there is an opinion that he will not do that. Fine. But now here.
In that case where you walk by, you see somebody's menorah lit, you make shasanisim, make shachiyanu. Let's say he's a homeless guy. He wins the lottery tonight. He'll advise the menorah. Can he now make the hadlik without...
Yes.
Yeah. Another bracha. Each bracha has its own.
Right.
Separate.
It's not right. Right. In other words, he can't make shasanisim.
Right.
Now the shaila is tonight, the guy who lights the menorah in shul, it's a big shaila. So he makes lahadlik. He can make lahadlik again. He makes shasanisim. He can make shasanisim again because there's one mitzvah in the shul and one mitzvah at home. The shachiyanu is the problem. If he's going to make the shachiyanu here, how could he go home and make another shachiyanu? I mean, can't make two shachiyanos on the same mitzvah. So that's why the rabbi usually likes to wiggle out of lighting the menorah the first night, because to go home and not to make a Shachriyano the first night is like, you know, it's not Chanukah if you don't make that Shachriyano the first night. But look, if it, what?
A few weeks ago, I gave that
share. Oh yeah, yes. You gave that? Yes. When I was here, Yossi gave a gavaldig
a
share.
Didn't you volunteer for the menorah that
day? Yeah, we came out from it that the family didn't say Shachriyano.
So you can be moitzi them. You can be moitzi them.
If you're by yourself, then you can't.
Right. Right.
Find somebody that's not going to light at home.
Okay. But the thing is, what do you mean if the family didn't hear? We paskin, mehajin, mehajin, everyone lights. So they don't need you to be mitzi them. Unless your wife relies on you. The Pasha says, then your wife should say the bracha. Right? Because the halacha is a baki. Yeah, your wife should be mitzi you. Okay. Be it as it may, here we go. So now the shaila really is, what about in the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah? Could you make the bracha Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah after you already were yoytzei the main mitzvah, after you already yoytzei the main mitzvah, and now you only have additional candles to light? Okay, so Reb Kiveger says like this, L'chayra, you could bring it right, the shaila is, do you make a bracha on Hiddur? We know you make a bracha on the Iker mitzvah, could you make a bracha on Hiddur mitzvah? So let's think for a minute. Do we ever find a scenario that you make a bracha on Hiddur mitzvah? Says Rav Kiveger, l'chayra it's pashut, that we know we do make a bracha on Hiddur. What's the proof? I light the menorah. Then, you know, my kid lights the menorah. My son lights the menorah. By the way, does your daughter light the menorah?
Which one?
Does your daughter light the menorah? Either.
Yeah.
So it's like this. Does your wife light the menorah?
No.
You know that some hold that your wife has to make a bracha. Why? Why not? Well, I might see her. What do you mean you might see her? You can't be might see someone in a mitzvah shabagufai. So some hold, okay, our mitzvah is the wife doesn't, the Mishnah Berurah is a chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah's chiddush is ner that ishtei kagufai. Everyone says pashtus. Yeah, ishtei kagufai, of course. Ishta kagufa doesn't apply anywhere. When do we ever say ishta kagufa? That you do a mitzvah, your wife's not there, and the fact that I did it, I'm yoitz mitzi her. But that's a chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah.
No matzah and pesach for her?
Right. Right. It's a chiddush nifla that we say ishta kagufa on their menorah. But that's our mitzvah. We found the Mishnah Berurah. What?
Yeah. It's ishul beisoy.
Right. It's on the
I understand. But I have a question. Your kid is lighting. Why is your kid lighting? What do you mean chinuch? Chinuch on what?
It's more piercing. It's presuming easy.
Your kid doesn't make kiddush.
Right.
Well, some people do. But halacha, if you want to know what's correct, is that he shouldn't. That b'roiv amhajas melech. So why does your kid? Because he's saying we're going to do mahajim and amhajim that everyone lights. So why is your wife different? Ishtei kagufay? That's a kiddush of the Mishnah Berurah.
So halacha, if you're traveling and the whole family stays for during Hanukkah somewhere else, you should not be lighting, but we do it because.
What? Where are you going?
No, you go to your father.
What's the difference?
I'm joking.
No,
what?
You go to your father. So you should not be lighting, but you light.
No, you do. Yeah, you should not be maker than your potter. Maker than your kids don't light. It's only mahajan. Okay, so, but fine. The wives don't light. What about girls? Chassam Sofer writes, girls don't light. Chassam Sofer writes, girls don't light. Zemi is a shtickle related to the Chassam Sofer, right? Girls don't light.
Why?
Because since they used to light outside, and when they used to light outside, it was not sanua for the woman to be outside doing the mitzvah, so even when they packed it back in, they kept the original takana. That's, many Hasidim have that minog, but I think most who follow the Mishnah Berurah, the girls do light. Over bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah, there's no, if you're not following the Chassam Sofer, there's no, as far as I know, there's no chiluk. What? Bas mitzvah, right, thank you. So, but the shaila is, my kid, whether he's a boy, he's 13, he's 10, he's going to make a bracha. Why is he going to make a bracha? We already yotze the ikar mitzvah. Elamai, what does he want to do? Mahadrin. Why is he making a bracha? You can make a bracha on Mahadrin? Says Rabbi Kiveger, if your kid is making a bracha, even though you already yotze the ikar mitzvah, that's a raya, you make a bracha on Mahadrin. So in this scenario, where it's the eighth night and I already lit one candle, and now the additional candles are only mahadrin, l'chor it's a raya brura that you can make a bracha mahadrin. Says Rabbi Kiveger, it's not a raya. Why is it not a raya? Says Rabbi Kiveger, chiddush oyom v'noyah, beautiful chiddush. That the fact that my kid makes a bracha is not a raya, you make a bracha on hiddur mitzvah. Because when my kid lights, for him it's not hiddur mitzvah, it's me'ikr hachiz mechuyiv to light the menorah. Listen carefully. Why? Because since the halacha is that mahadrin is a good thing to do, once you decide to do mahadrin, then you have in mind not to be yotzei with the balabayis. Once you have in mind not to be yotzei with the balabayis, you're mechuyiv to do it. Once you're mechuyiv to do it, you need to make a bracha.
What happens to Barabam then?
What?
Then what happens to Barabam? Like Kiddush.
One second. But the din of mahadrin, you're right, the din of mahadrin by menorah overrides Barai Vam Hajas Melech. There is no din of mahadrin by Kiddush, and therefore we go with Barai Vam Hajas Melech. Says Rabbi Kiveger, now this is an amazing chiddush, Rabbi Kiveger is saying. He's saying, I would have thought, why is my kid lighting the menorah? Mahadrin. No! Once he decides to light the menorah, then he has in zin not to be yoytze with me. I have in mind I'm not being moitze him. Once I'm not being moitze him, he's not being yoytze with me. He's mechuyiv to light the menorah. So his bracha is not als mahadrin, it's meyikar hadin. So it comes out, I always wondered, according to Rabbi Kiveger, comes out that we don't really do mahadrin. Is it really mahadrin? How is it mahadrin? If I have in mind not to be yoytze with the balabayas, then I'm a chiyuv to do it. I'm not doing a hiddur, I'm doing a chiyuv. I guess the hiddur is to have in mind not to be yoytze so that I could do it myself. That is the mahadrin. But Rabbi Kiveger points out it's not a proof that we make a bracha on hiddur, because at the end of the day, once you're removing yourself from what the balabayas does, now you're mechuyuv bedavar, and now your bracha is me'ikradin. Sure.
I'm just trying to understand. So you have 8 candles in front of you.
Yeah.
So I know what's in front of me is I'm going to do mahadrin. I make the hadlaka.
Yeah.
So does the hadlaka end with my first neir? Continues all the way to the 8th. So therefore, it never ended. So I can make another bracha because the hadlaka didn't end.
The answer is the ikar hadin ended.
Only one candle.
What? No, I think you're saying hider is the. It's not a hider anymore. It's a chiyav now.
No, I'm saying that when your kids light, it's a chiyav.
So the 8th, after the first one, there's no. I'm saying it's not.
Once I lit the first candle,
it's not an extension to all 8 to have bracha.
It is an extension. It's the bracha is going on all of them.
So
however,
what's one, stopping that bracha on the
first
one?
But he didn't make a bracha.
Right. So now, why can't he make?
So he lit the first candle.
Yeah.
He's already yoytze meikra hadin. Now the additional candles he's light are just to be moisif to
it's
get
not
hither.
Consider an extension of that.
You mean an extension of the ikra hadin?
Yeah.
He's still doing something. You're saying if you bite into a cookie and not make a mezonos, and then you chew, you can still make a mezonos. You're still eating the cookie.
Can you extend ikra hadin to 8? And now I need to have 8 instead of 1.
No. No, because I don't need to have 8. Just because I'm having to light 8, let's say I could change my mind. Let's say I have in mind, I'm going to light 8.
Yeah.
And they say, you know what? Itaka, in the middle, somebody brought me my stocks, and they went down after I lit the first one. My stocks went down, and I can't afford it anymore. So I don't have to light them.
Not that you have to light it, but is that, when I'm lighting it, what mitzvah is that? Is it a halacha mitzvah? Is it a mahadrin mitzvah?
It's a mahadrin mitzvah. It's
so
a mahadrin mitzvah.
Different mitzvah. So my 8th candle, I'm getting a different skhar.
It's a hiddur of the ikar hadin, correct. Right.
Okay.
The first candle, I get the skhar of the ikar. Right, in oilam haba. In other words, in oilam haba, so then the first candle, they're going to give you a $2 bill, and each additional candle will give you a $1 bill. Right? The lechara, right?
Why are you yaitzef with the first candle if you never made the bracha? Meaning you lit, but you didn't. Obviously, didn't. We spoke about yesterday having the right kavana when you're lighting it.
So
you didn't even make the bracha. So I lit candle 1. So lachara should be ikar mitzvah, should be mekayim.
Right.
But I never had the real das until I remembered. Oh, I have to make a bracha. So now when I'm up to the second candle, I should make the bracha. That should be really my first candle.
So Lamer Zogin, the guy, had the right kavana before he lit the first candle.
He had the right kavana. How can you say
he
that?
He missed the bracha.
If he would have made the bracha. So now that I'm lighting 2. The second candle, now I make the bracha. That's my first candle.
Bracha.
I just wanted to know the mechanics.
Yeah, that's the pashas over here. Yeah, what's halacha if you put on tefillin and you don't make a bracha? You get the mitzvah? Of course. You didn't lose it. The only thing, brachas are not ma'akev. The brachas, now there are those who say that, you know,
that a bracha has to go on something.
The bracha. So here the question is, could it go on the action of lighting the additional candles? So the shaila is, do you make a bracha on hiddur? So Rav Kiveger says, in his opinion, that's a machlokes ha-poskim. Why? Because there's a shaila in the Pri Chadash. Well, here's a little bit of a different shaila. It's the seventh night. Yeah, you hear this?
The easiest way is just blow it out and make a bracha and do it again.
No.
You already lit it.
You go to the mitzvah. If you lit the candle and then you say, oy vey, I have to leave, let me blow it out. Your yotz already. It has enough oil to light a half hour. But I have to leave, so I want to blow it out.
So you already go to, you can't just go
on. No, no. So we don't do that. We don't blow it out. But if you did, let's say you're yotze. Okay.
Realize you forgot to make a bracha. Can you blow it out and go back and light the first candle and make a bracha?
No, no. No, no, no. No.
Can you open the window?
It's the same question.
You light it.
We go in?
You open window, the light goes off, and now you...
No, you're ready, Yotze. You're ready, Yotze, the mitzvah.
There's no time machine. There's no time machine.
What?
You light the candle?
You lit the candle. No, you got it. What are you going to do? You can't. You ready, Yotze, the Ikra
Din? But it should be lit for 30 minutes.
It should be able to be lit. So it was able to, and now you decided to pull it out.
Okay,
the mitzvah is not that it lights for 30 minutes. The mitzvah is that it's able to light. Okay, we got to move. So the shayla is like this. It's the seventh night of Chanukah. But you got far blungent because, of course, your phone was on, and it was the sixth, and you lit six. And you lit six. Yeah? And then after you lit six, you write, oy vai, I knew I should have listened. I knew I should have turned off my phone. And I realize I have one more candle to light. You hear the shiloh? It's almost exactly the same. It's the seventh night, but you got far blungent, and you lit six. And then after you lit six, you realize, you know what, I really need to light another one. So then when I light the seventh, do I make a bracha?
It's only hither.
We already said in the beginning, if you don't need to have them on all the candles, you just light it. What's the difference?
Ah, so one second.
In the Torah of Kuvayi, we already said that the hiddur, you don't make a bracha, and only because you're not mechilev in the first part.
Right. So, no, in other words, Rabbi Kivager is trying to find a case where the poskim discuss and isolate a case where it's just hither. So this would be a case where this seventh candle is just hither. Because you're not mechilev to light the seventh candle. You already lit the first one, you lit six. Now you want to know, I made a mistake, I lit one candle too short. Mm-hmm. Do I make a bracha on that seventh candle? So the Pri Chadash says like this. Number one, since it's only hither, the Pri Chadash says, you don't make a bracha on hither. And number two, the Beis Yosef writes that you don't make a bracha. So the Pri Chadash clearly holds that you don't make a bracha on hither. Yeah? Now I want to show you the Beis Yosef. Because Eliyahu Rabba is medayik from the Beis Yosef that you do make a bracha on hither. Look at number three.
What's inside to say you make a bracha if it's Sivanu?
So, obviously. Right, I would agree with that. I would agree. How do you say Vitzivanu on a hither? You don't have to do hither. Actually, you say
that the hither is part of the mitzvah.
No, but here already was a yotze the mitzvah, right?
But if you learn that hither is the whole
is a chelek of the mitzvah. But right now, did God say I need to do this?
Where does that exist? Hither is obviously separate. That's the whole idea.
So it's the way the Rabbanu Masakin had it.
Right.
So but the Rabbanu said you could do the mitzvah of bare minimum this way.
Right.
Or you could do it more. So it's however the Rabbanu would
formulated.
I did it, and they gave two out of categories.
But the thing is that this level of fulfillment, how could you say Hashem commanded us? I mean, since Hashem commanded us to listen to Chachamim, now here the Chachamim say, I didn't say I have to, they just recommend it. But since I have to listen to the Chachamim in general, and part of listening to them is following the recommendation, so it's not like
he commanded you to light the menorah. How they actually do that?
We're unsure how to do a kaimit, and the rabbanu were masakin how to do it.
Right, but here it's not mandatory. Here it's not mandatory. I don't have to do it. So how could you say vitzivanu that they command? They didn't command me. They said it's a good idea, right? They said it's a good idea. So the Pri Chadash Taka says that you don't make a bracha on hiddur because I don't have to do it. But look in the Beis Yosef for a moment. Look at number three. You only lit two on the third night. This happened in Luniel. You know, who knows where Luniel is? Luniel is in France. It's a region in France, right? The Chmiru, a lot of Rishonim, right? Or called Rabbi Aaron Miluniel. A lot of Rishonim have the title Miluniel. So it was the third night and they lit two. The Chmiru, Sheyadlik Mashachasa Lahadlik. You have to light the third. Ve'ein sarach levarich pamacheres. You don't have to make another bracha. Why? Ki habracha sha'asa betchila al chiyuv kol haneiros asan. The bracha you made in the beginning was on all the candles I'm eventually going to light. Right? Like this. The guy thought it was the second night. So he lit two. And then he realized it's the third and I have one more to light. So you don't have to make a bracha. Why? Because when I made the original bracha, I didn't have in mind only on these two. I had in mind whatever I'm ultimately going to light, the bracha should cover. So the reason I don't have to make a bracha is because the original bracha covered it. Now think like a lamdan here. The reason why I don't have to make a bracha is because the original bracha covered it. That's mashma. That if the original bracha, if the original bracha did not have in zin, that's going to be going on all the neiros, then would I have to make a bracha on the third?
Yeah.
What do you mean, but it's only hider? Says El Yarabah, it's a raya from the Beis Yosef, you do make a bracha on hider. The fact that the Beis Yosef says the reason I don't make a bracha is because when I light on the second night, and when I light on the third night, thinking it's the second night, I have in mind that the bracha is going on all the candles that I'm destined to light. If that's the only reason I'm not making a bracha on the third candle, that's mashma, that if it's on the eighth night and I just forget to make a bracha b'chlal, then I could make a bracha on the additional candles, that you do make a bracha on hider. If the svara of the Beis Yosef is because the original bracha covers everything, including the last one that I forget to light, then in a scenario where I don't make a bracha, l'chara, you would make a bracha on hider.
He says chiyuv, chiyuv kol aneros, but why is hider considered a chiyuv?
Yeah, so you have to say, you have to say once the person was makabel to do it, so he imposed it as an obligation upon himself. But initially, he was not mechayev. So bottom line, do you make a bracha on hider? This is machlokes, the Prichadosh and the El Yarabah. Prichadosh says you don't make a bracha on hider, and the El Yarabah is medayik. And the Beis Yosef, the fact that the Beis Yosef says you don't make the bracha on the third candle because the original bracha covered it, that's mashma. Had you not had that svara, you would make a bracha on hider. So that's the first thing. So right now, if I were to ask you, it's the eighth night of Chanukah, and I forgot to make a bracha, and I lit seven candles, and now I realize, oh, it's the eighth, should I make a bracha? What would you paskin? According to the Beis Yosef, I do, and according to Prichadosh, you don't. You're a rabbi here. I'm asking you a shayla. I don't want to hear the answer. What's the halacha? Oh, according to this sheet, they're not going down. I'm asking, what do you do? What do you do, pal?
Is there a nafkah meaning?
No, I'm asking you a question. What do you do?
So I'm going to ask this shayla back. If I was the Rav and Shemesh, I was just thinking here, did you know it was the eighth night and you planned on lighting eight? Or you mixed up the nights? Like almost like a smear type question.
I knew it was the eighth and I forgot to make a bracha.
Then I would say you have to because you don't have to make the bracha again because you had the das to light all of them.
But I didn't make
so when you made the bracha.
I didn't make a bracha.
You didn't make a bracha.
Right?
So then you have to make a bracha now. You have to make a bracha now.
But that's the pricha. That's what the Beis Yosef would say.
No. I'm saying your das.
Right now.
You never fulfilled your
das. 1 second.
You said we put the obligation on yourself. You put the obligation on yourself. You knew it was the eighth night. You didn't even fulfill what you wanted to do.
1 second.
You only lit seven candles.
It's the eighth night of Chanukah and I just pashut forgot to make a bracha.
Did you have kavana?
I had kavana. Do I make a bracha on the eighth candle?
Yeah.
What's new? No?
Question.
Yes. I would say something brachas lahakol.
So I will be now asking you, my shailas. You're right. He got it right. That when you have a shaila in brachas and you have machlokes apoiskim, that the prichadar says you don't make a bracha on hider mitzvah, and the El Yarabah says based on the Beis Yosef you do. It's machlokes apoiskim at a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Safek brachas lahakol. That's the correct answer at this step of the shir. Right? You got it. Right? There's machlokes apoiskim whether you make a bracha on hider. Right? The as Rabbi Kivager derived from the scenario of somebody who made a bracha on, let's say, the third night, only lit two, and then has one to go. So, suffik bracha is lahakal. But Rabbi Kivager brings in another two factors. Factor number two. You ready? Says Rabbi Kivager, you know, some brachas you make al netilas yadayim, al achilas matzah. And some you make li haniach tefillin, li hisatev batzitzas. Do you ever wonder why sometimes you make leh and why you sometimes make al? What do you say, Ari? When do you make leh and when do you make al?
I don't know.
Oh, so Ari's saying very good. That when you say leh, when do you say al?
Leh is like when you're about to do the mitzvah and al is when you did the mitzvah. You just did it.
No, al achilas matzah we make before we eat the matzah.
Al achilas matzah before.
This is one of the most.
Al achilas matzah after. But matzah we do before.
Is the main part of the mitzvah the seiftah?
I was thinking the same thing, but then the example he gave.
Mitzvah is eating matzah, so you say al achilas matzah. So, because that's part of the mitzvah. Halakha scenarios, I'm not so sure the halakha of the etzim is.
You want to know, is the mitzvah.
They have eight candles lit. Now, you're right, doing it is part of the mitzvah, but having it lit, remember we said before, that has to be lit for 30 minutes. Doesn't have to, but it has to be able to. Meaning, it's the
you want to say, you want to say if the mitzvah is the act, you say lit. If the mitzvah is the result, then you say al. But then
he said the opposite.
What if the results it's lit? Yeah.
If it's just doing it.
Okay, so there are a lot of different, as far as you could say, to try to be mechalek. The rush in Psachim says the difference between le and al is that a mitzvah that you do it and now it's done, it doesn't have shihoi zman, it doesn't have duration, is al. Al natil sidayim. Okay, I did it, now it's done, it's over. But a mitzvah that I did it, but it continues to be niskayim as time progresses, is what? Is le. Tefillin, I put it on. So now what? So let me remove it immediately. No. As I'm wearing, every second I wear it, I'm a kayim the mitzvah. Talis, every second I'm wearing, I'm a kayim the mitzvah. So one second. So let me ask you a shayla. What if I forgot to make a bracha mendel, if I forgot to make a bracha on a talis, and I remember, let's say, by Asher Valetzion. You hear this? You forgot to make a bracha on your talis, and you remember at the end of the davening. I forgot to make a bracha on the talis. I remember the end of davening. So you make a bracha then. But I'm not putting it on then. Every second I'm wearing it, it's like I'm being mislabish, and I can make a bracha. Same thing with tefillin. I didn't make a bracha in the beginning of davening. I forgot. I could make a bracha later because I'm continuously performing the mitzvah. Even when it's on. Talis, I don't have to remove and put on. I can make it. Why? Because it has shihoi zman. Tefillin, you're able to be yamashmesh a little bit. But you don't have to remove it and then put it on. You can make a bracha. So the Shaila, the Rosh says, so why do I make Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanuka? Lachar, once I did it, it's done. Why do I make Le? The mitzvah is ready in the Skyim. Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah. The mitzvah is performed once I lit it. Says the Rosh, a very interesting Svara, that since even though I'm a Kayim the mitzvah as soon as I lit it, but, listen carefully, but the mitzvah still has duration because it has to burn for 30 minutes. So since the mitzvah has to burn or be able to burn for 30 minutes, we're going to put it in the category of tefillin and talis of mitzvahs that have shihoi zman, and therefore we're going to say li hadlik and not al hadlakas. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, then maybe you can make the case that even though I already lit the ikar mitzvah, but the fact that the ikar mitzvah has duration, similar to talis and tefillin, even though there's a difference, because of talis and tefillin, every minute I'm wearing it, it's like I'm doing it. Mashayin came by lighting the menorah. Once I did it, there's nothing left to do. Now it just has to burn on its own. But the fact that we make lih, and the rush compares it to talis and tefillin, not to Netil Sidayim, means even that the ikar mitzvah has duration. So you're right, I'm up to the hiddur. But maybe I can make a bracha back on the ikar mitzvah. What do you mean, I already did the ikar mitzvah? The same way I can make a bracha on talis and tefillin, because it's nimshach, kozma, that I'm being mekayim, the mitzvah. So too, as long as the ikar mitzvah is burning within the 30 minutes, I would say then, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that's after the 30 minutes, you don't have the svara. Because it's ready over bottle. Within the 30 minutes, then I could go back and make the bracha. Third svara. And we don't paskin this way, but Rabbi Kiveg calls this a snif lahakel. Snif lahakel means like this. Sometimes you have a shayla, and there's a svara that we don't paskin like that svara, but you could throw it into the mix to like add fuel to the fire. Does anybody know? There are shitas. What's the halacha? When do you make a bracha on your talis? Well, right, there's a klal in Erevin. Kol mitzvah, kol habrachas mevarchin olav oiver las yasin. So stam, it's good to know. The talis is in the bag. That's oiver the oiver. It's too early. The talis is already, over your head. It's oiver the oiver. You hold it like this. You make the bracha, and then you're immediately mekayim the mitzvah. Tefillin also. You don't make it when it's in the bag. That's oiver dover. It's too in advance. You put it on. You prime yourself to tie the knot. Right before you squeeze it, you make the bracha. The kol habrachas mevarchin oisam oiver las yasan. And if you don't make it oiver las yasan, you're out. You can't make it anymore. We paskin all brachas. If you can't make it after the fact. But there is a shita in the Rishayim that you could make it after the fact. But we don't paskin that way.
We just said with talis.
That's because it's never over. It's never after the fact. Because whenever you're wearing it, I'm making the bracha on the next second of wearing it. But lu yitzur, there's a kiyum hamitzvah. In other words, let's say I took a lulav and I shook it and I put it down. Can I make a bracha now after? No, no. Some say you could. We don't paskin that way, but some say you could. So that's another svar to throw in the mix. So says Rabbi Kiveger, halacha l'maisa. It's the eighth night of Chanukah, and I lit six candles or seven candles, and I have one candle left. Can I make a bracha on the eighth candle? Says Rabbi Kiveger, we're going to now say three svaras l'halacha, why you do make the bracha. Number one, even though the Prichadar says you don't make a bracha on hiddur, but the Elya Rabba says you do make a bracha on hiddur. So that's one svara. Now, that alone wouldn't be good, because safek bracha zahaka. Number two, the mitzvah of ner menorah is like talis and tefillin, that the ikar mitzvah is nimshach, so I can make a bracha after the fact. The ikar, right, in other words, I'm making the bracha on the ikar mitzvah after the fact. And number three, stam, some hold you can make a bracha after the fact. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, look in the final paragraph. He says, ulam, this is so, okay, he says like this, you're going to need my second svara. If there's a scenario where the second svara doesn't apply, then you can't make the bracha. What would that be? I lit the first seven candles. Oh, I didn't light the eight, make a bracha. But as I'm about to light the eighth, the first one goes out. Can't make a bracha. Why? Because I have the Elya Rabba that you can make a bracha on Hiddur, but I don't have the first svara that the Iker Mitzvah is being Nimshach. In other words, if the first one went out, so then the Iker Mitzvah ended. It's only Kozman, the first one is Nimshach, so it's like I'm still wearing my talis.
The candle goes out within the first half hour, you should light it again, no?
It doesn't help.
Yeah, but I'm not Mechuyev to light it again.
Wait, the first one being Nimshach is only on the first candle. How does that extend to the eighth candle? Even the second
svara. No, because I'm making. No, it doesn't. But it's an additional. In other words, there's a svara to say, as long as the first one is burning, that I can make a bracha on it, because the same way I can make a bracha on my talis after I put it on, I can make a bracha on my tefillin after I put it on,
oh, so
I can
make a bracha on the first.
That svara is allowing you to make it on the first. Okay.
You should have in mind the first candle when you're lighting the eighth.
When this scenario where I'm making a bracha,
I'm not having in mind I'm lighting this one. I'm having in mind for all.
You're
of
having
them.
In mind both. I'm having in mind I'm being making a bracha like the Elya Rabba. I'm making a bracha. Really, it's really like this. I'm having in mind all of Rabbi Kiveger's three svaras. Number one, according to Elya Rabba, I can make on the eighth. According to Rabbi Kiveger, possibly you can make on the first. And plus, there are shitas that you can make a bracha after you've already been mekayim mitzvah.
How do we light the candles? The way we light.
Yeah.
How do we light on day eight?
How do you light on day eight?
You're saying you light on the eight, but eight is one. It doesn't. It's just right. The order. It doesn't really matter.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No. Why? That's what I'm asking. Is eight one or one's eight?
He's saying
you want to have in mind that I'm yotze the ikar mitzvah with the last.
What's the reason for a candle? If we only need to light one every night, why do we even have a candle?
You light one candle.
Okay, but you got to use one candle.
Yes.
So why can't you be yotze if you lit seven? Right. You make a bracha, so I'll be yotze with eight.
Because I was already yotze the mitzvah.
Why do we even have a countdown if we... why do we even go...
Brachas and Namakif.
You don't have in mind to do it. I just lit it.
What are we doing?
That's a better question. That's all reason again.
Then you could. If you're watching your phone, you weren't yotze, and now you can make this.
I light seven, and I'm up to the eight.
If you're watching,
yelling at you, and then you're up to the eighth, then you can make a bracha.
If you're watching your phone, you weren't yotze, so now you can make a bracha.
What he says is also
big things.
Now, if your wife's yelling at you, then there are other issues over here, okay? So, okay, I just want to show you the halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like Rabbi Kiveger. Mishnah Berurah writes, look at number six. Stam, halacha lemaisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, look, number six. Hidlik ner Chanukah. V'shachach levarich al hadlakasa. V'rakoydem shehidlik kulam nizgar dadayin lebirech. Before you lit all them, you remembered. Yesh loy levarich kol habrachos. You make all three brachos. Why? Rabbi Kiveger. Okay. But if you lit all of them, what do you do? Shmuel, what do you do if you lit all of them? You already lit all of them.
All seven?
Yeah, all seven.
All good.
No, you lit. It's the eighth night, you lit all eight and you didn't make a bracha.
Oh, you lit all eight.
What do you do?
You can make a bracha if it's...
You lit all eight. Can you make a bracha? No, you lit all of them.
Right,
You have nimshach, but you don't have hiddur. You have after the fact. So you can't make a bracha. But no, but you need right, you have the second svara, but you're gonna need one and two. You need hiddur and you need nimshach. So do you make the bracha? Lahadlik you don't make. Sha'asanisim and shachiyon you can make because you're seeing it, right?
Yeah.
If you lit all eight, if you have one to go, then you two can make all three.
Even according to
Beis Yosef, you make a bracha on hiddur. But there is no hiddur.
Right.
No hiddur.
But this is according to another half fat. Like isn't that part of like?
So you have right. So you have the second svar of nimshach. But that alone, that svar alone is not going to do it. You need nimshach. And you need the svar of hiddur.
Because
that's not a real svar. That's only a throw-in. That's a throw-in. What?
Why can't you just take it first?
You okay? So again, you're only going to make the bracha if you have both svaras. In other words, if it's the eighth night and you lit all eight and you didn't make a bracha, but why? So they're asking, but you have the svar that the ikar mitzvah is still nimshach. The answer is you need the second svar and you need the first svar. You need the only way to make a bracha is if both svaras apply. They're not good enough on their own. To make a bracha, you're going to need both svaras together.
The second svar, if there's another right to light, the second svar is
no. The second svar is not good enough on its own. Because the Reb Kivager is not so sure of it to paskin based on it that you're going to make a bracha.
So if there's one left, using one is two.
Right.
One left, using one.
Right, you hear? I mean, you need svara one and two. You only have svara one and two if what? You have one left to go,
right.
So you have nimshach and you have hiddur.
So let me ask you. So you lit them all. Light another one. Light the ninth one. Light a ninth one.
Right. Good question. What the answer is? There's no hiddur. There's no hiddur to light a ninth. Right. It's not a hiddur.
But maybe just have in mind that the first one was just a shamash.
Should you still ask somebody else to have in mind if they're lighting?
L'char, though, right? We would say. You're yotze.
Look, maybe the first one was a shamash. Now the one you're lighting with is a match. You're gonna blow that out.
You go over to your neighbor's house right after you light it. Forget them. Should you ask him to have in mind? You the bracha when he makes the bracha.
He's not doing it. They're doing it.
What? He's making it look.
No, you don't do anything.
Why? I want to hear his bracha. Why?
Yeah.
You can't be mishtatif in someone's bracha. You can't be mishtatif in someone's mitzvah.
No, but you lit, but you just didn't make the bracha.
So you're done. You can't buy a bracha. You can only buy. No, seriously, you could buy a mitzvah. Because you have a chilek in his asiyah. You want to know. Just like this. A mitzvah with a bracha is a better mitzvah than a mitzvah without a bracha. So I'll be mishtatif in his mitzvah to have a shittif in a mitzvah with a bracha. Maybe.
Since you didn't make a bracha.
I don't. There are three svaras. The third one is just a throw-in. It's not worth it. It's not a worth the price. Yeah, that you don't need to make it over Las Yosin. You don't need it. I mean, it's just a throw-in. But the Lamaisa. So guys. So if the halacha Maisa, if the eighth night and you lit all eight. So you have the second svara, you don't have the first svara. It's the eighth night, you lit seven, but the first one went out. You have the first svara, that you have hiddur, but you don't have the second svara of nimshach. So Mishnah Berurah paskins this way. Look at number seven. Mishnah Berurah says that ulam, and the imkaidim, the hilik neres and asafah, is kavu harishaynois, lo yivarech rak ala nizim shachiyanu. Why? He says you have to see Rabbi Kivager. So we did. We saw Rabbi Kivager.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.